reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
What's up, everybody? I need to stop saying that at the beginning of every show.
Yeah, say something like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
F-37, niggas.
Nice.
I could say that. I could pull a K.K. Kramer.
K.K. Kramer.
The K-Man is
I think they're already selling those
the
t-shirts.
NYPD.
Oh, damn.
Some racial tension in the old U.S. of A. It's like an old friend. You know what I'm saying? Like racism back in the forefront of the nation's media.
Dude, that's
come on. It's been... you. All of you have missed it. I know you have.
That's funny.
Dude, it was like last month since the last thing happened.
And that's a fucking long-ass time to go about some racist stuff in the news.
Like, what was it? Mel Gibson 2-3 weeks ago? Is it something about Jews?
Or something like that, you know?
Oh, that was like a couple months ago, dude.
Yeah.
Where he got pulled over hammered and he's like, I fucking hate Jews.
Yeah, fucking Jewish
I don't know.
People.
Time passes differently for me, man.
Yeah, he's got that movie that. Coming out.
Yeah, that movie about killing
Jewish
people?
Oh, the Aztec.
People? Yeah.
The Aztec,
where it's like
the
Mel Gibson's Apocalyptica or something.
Yeah, where Aztecs sacrifice Jews.
There's nothing more pretentious than putting your name in the title of a fucking movie.
Right, like Quentin Tarantino waited like 4 movies before he did that.
And it's also Quentin Tarantino.
Dude.
Right.
But the thing is, the dude in the movie, he paints his face blue like William Wallace. So you know it's going to be a hit.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see that in the preview?
Nah.
Oh.
I was like, fucking Jew hater.
Yeah.
And that's why I switched the channel. I really hate Mel Gibson after that.
Dude, in Borat, the guy's like,
Well,
now
Jews have claws.
No, well, he's like,
horns.
We're doing our annual running of the Jews.
Yeah, that shit's funny. And he was a gypsy catcher?
Gypsy catcher?
Fucking, I heard him on Stern, dude. He was unbelievable. I was
gypsy, I need your tears. Like, I take them.
Yeah.
You could give them to me, or
that's
I can take
them.
That's
what he
did
for a profession at one point. He's a gypsy catcher.
And you know what? There still are people in that profession. No, I'm serious, man.
Really?
Did you steal these goods, Gypsy?
I need to get that job.
It's a dirty job. Someone's got to do it. Yeah, so racism at the forefront of, not really. It was last week. It was definitely on E! Week.
Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight did it a couple times.
I'm sure everyone in the world's talked about it by now.
Yeah, now everyone's talking about Michael Vick flipping off the crowd.
That's bullshit.
That's what everyone's talking about now.
Just find him, you know.
Dude, I heard Bono was—he made a silent plea to New Zealand to plant the tree on top of some hill that they chopped down. That he wrote a song about the tree.
What, Joshua Tree?
Maybe that was that tree. I don't know many U2 songs.
Is it true Joshua Tree is grown in the desert?
I don't know what the hell that means.
Man?
Dude, you gotta stop making jokes that only you know the answer to.
God damn it!
We don't know.
What the fucking A? We have like a world of knowledge at our fingertips or something. Why couldn't one of you look up the answer for me?
I don't know. Jinx, you got a laptop, man. I don't know.
We don't have fucking computers here.
So we got it.
Ooh!
We got a kick ass.
Let me tell you what's awesome, man.
A kick ass show tonight.
Shut up. Watching Talladega Nights in Blu-ray.
Did you?
Yes. High def.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. My 480 interlaced. My 480i. The PS3 did not sell. That's an update. Did not sell for, you know, for two reasons. One, a bunch of fucking idiots who flooded the goddamn market that fucking weekend, dropped it down the price. And the press, as we know, press doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut, right?
Yeah.
Word's out, PS3 sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking listening. Nobody's buying. So I was like, you know what?
Fuck you.
Let me watch a comedy in high def.
So did you like every bit of sweat?
On Will Ferrell's brow. Yes. I saw it all in amazing clarity.
I love each pore.
On the HDMI cables that Sony did not include with the box.
You went and bought them?
No. Fucking composite fucking cables that they include.
Did it look any better than...
I didn't watch the movie, dude. I would fucking cut my nuts off before I watch.
That's a funny-ass movie, man.
You know what? I don't get into redneck humor, man. I do not get into that.
Why? Because you are one?
No, dude, because you know what? Kramer is one.
I see. 50
years ago, I wouldn't even be able to talk about a white man on a podcast or any cast.
That's funny.
You know, they string me up, stick a pitchfork up my ass.
A 3 or 4 prong.
Hey, that's the shit he said, man, not me.
Yeah, I know. That was so bad, dude.
He said it out, anger.
It was so bad.
Man, you were afraid we were only going to talk about Gears of War tonight.
Dude, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Dude, Gears of War. Holy crap. We played that, a few days ago?
Yeah.
Sat down for about 3 hours, and I haven't had more fun playing a sci-fi, non-first-person, first-person shooter realm game. Action-adventure, hero, Indiana Jones-style, Alien Battles 3 game title. And, I want a 360 now just to play this game.
Right. If you're one of the people that was on Amazon.com on Thursday last week and you fucking asshole, and you got a Core 360 for $100,
I'll buy it for $105.
Seriously.
That's cool.
Yeah, Amazon.com tanked.
What?
For like 10 minutes straight.
Denial of service. From people trying to buy Xboxes for $100 at 2 o'clock.
Why were they $100?
It was $1,000 of them.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Black Friday deal or something.
Oh, I saw that. They said they still had stuff left, but I forgot what I was looking up, though, today. But it was something else. It was something weird. It was like a book.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole cover system... Big City and I got into it tonight for a couple hours, too, playing it while
I'm glad you were late, joyriding.
No, I was not joyriding, man.
I know, I just wasn't going to say what you were doing.
Yeah, dude, you don't even know what I was doing.
I don't, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so...
I really appreciate that.
All I know is I was just in your house.
I was war driving. That's what I was doing. I was
driving for packets. War?
And, yeah.
Slipping some packets of coke.
The whole,
I wasn't.
Yeah, right.
Other people were, not me.
There was on Boing Boing.
A Boing Boing?
On, boingboing.net. There was a video of, Colombians making coke. For real.
On YouTube?
For real?
And I just tried to watch it while we were waiting for you to get back.
It was like a video tutorial almost?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It was like gasoline and shit and all kinds of stuff.
First we purify the sugar with gasoline. Then we have baking soda. Not too much. Just
not too much. Don't make it unstable.
After?
And then Colombians go boom.
Yes.
Yeah,
but
Gears of War is probably one of the most amazing video games that has ever been made in the world of the universe. Ever.
What?
Not really. But... I'd probably say it's the only game I've seen on 360 that makes me actually want to own a 360.
Yeah, it definitely is that.
I haven't played that table tennis game yet, though, but which I'd like to.
Ah, that's interesting in a homosexual kind of way.
I'm a big fan of ping pong, man, and that game actually got like a 9 rating.
That is weird that you are a fan. I remember that weird trivia fact about you.
Yeah, definitely. You are a ping pong fan.
You're a strange
human. Something you share in common with my ex-college roommate. Right. He was ranked, man.
Fuck him and his ranking. I had a chess ranking, so he can kiss my ass.
But guess what? Killer is, he lost to a Chinese dude.
Oh. You don't have any chance.
That's like not stereotypical, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like keeping in with the racist theme of tonight's show.
My chess ranking was like 1337, I think. Something like that.
Well, 1237?
Fucking fascist pig, like most chess people are, right?
Yeah, that's why.
Bobby Fischer style.
I've been reading about Go.
Oh, that fucking.
Oh, yeah, man.
Your Chinese game.
Fucking
of
chess
magic.
Is for noobs, dude.
Tengen.
Go is where it's at.
Tengen? How do you pronounce that word, man? You should know. You read the book.
Tenchu Stealth Assassins?
I don't know. What fucking song is this?
This is Nightmare fucking...
Ah, it's Weezer.
Okay, fucky.
Right, so, yeah, Gears of War. I have played through the game. I've beaten it. I have played through Chapter 1 five fucking different times. Yeah. Five different people. And it never gets old.
Ever?
Ever.
Not once.
Not once.
There was never a time we were like, fuck, these dudes from the ceiling are dropping on my head again. I hate this shit.
No, because unlike rain you noobs, I didn't die once.
The Berserker freaks me out.
Why aren't you specially special?
The thing that makes Gears of War special is the cover system. And basically, you can go from a piece of cover to another piece of cover, almost like you're playing paintball. It's really what it's just like. And
except
it's actually a way to move through a battlefield dodging bullets and, you know, really kind of playing like you're on a battlefield as opposed to just crouching down or laying down like every other FPS that's ever been fucking made. So you're jumping over Jersey barriers, you're going in, you know, from one side of a door to another, laying down cover fire in between. And when you get a couple people that, you know, kind of get going with it, it's some pretty cool gameplay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right about that. And the thing that's cool is that your enemies employ that as well, because I played on Insane, and on Insane mode you die like relatively quickly. If you're not in cover, you get shot up. And the nice part about Gears of War is that it recognizes that your enemies shouldn't be overly powered like that. So a couple shots will take them down too. And they don't exit cover unless they're being assholes. So, Gears of War, if this was a conventional FPS or action kind of game, you could probably blow through it in, like, one sitting, 5-6 hours, maybe. But because of the cover system, because you're literally grinding your way through area to area, it takes much longer to play this game.
Yeah, when you start going, I mean, like, I'm running up to door frames at least a couple times tonight. Big City and I got it going where, like, I'm stopping at a door frame, dropping cover, and he's blowing through. Yeah, and there's no guys around, and we're still going nuts with, like, the whole cover system and shit just because it's fun, you know?
Yeah. But sometimes it just gets carried away, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'll die from door frame to door frame because I can't stop.
Yeah.
I gotta control, I mean, against my will.
Yeah, so you're a big fan of co-op games like this, Big City. Where would you put it? Oh.
I like it. You run really slow, though, sometimes, and that irks me. Because sometimes I just wish I had, like, a chainsaw to actually use and just to saw everything down. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just want to run around like an ass nugget.
Berserker mode?
Pretty much, like, as a berserker. And sometimes I want to, but I couldn't. Instead, I had to, control my actions.
What would you like of the war camera angle?
Oh, yeah, that's cool, though, when you run.
Yeah, when you run,
and it ducks down. I duck down, too, in real life. We all ducked down.
Yeah.
And, dude, Mr. White, and I wasn't the only one, apparently, but after we were done playing, I took the controller, and I, like, flung it out like this so I didn't get the cord caught on my leg and, like, walked away.
Yeah, it's a reflex that we all have it, man. Kind of like grabbing for a drink as well.
Definitely not used to not having a cord.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking.
Like an amputee missing a leg, I could feel the cord touching me at times.
It's weird.
Totally, and that was the best. That was probably the funniest part about that whole experience. Was that?
I was sad, like, that I missed this.
I was like, "Hey, did you see that?"
Yeah, Mr. White totally did that too.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Even Ash Nine there, you know, I've heard tales that he's still, you know.
He wakes up wrapped in the cord, and he's like, I'm choking, I'm choking.
Yeah, and
he's
he
like holding the controller away from himself.
Yeah, and he can't, like, snap out of it. You know?
Like, he's like, fuck, I got this thing all stuck on me.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes.
And he's like, oh, snap.
I was reading an article today or yesterday that Robby Bach, president of
China?
Entertainment and Devices at Microsoft, is talking about a price cut. Unfortunately, he's not talking about a definite date. But interesting bits of information is that some research from some independent companies shows that the $399 version of the Xbox 360 now costs $323 to produce.
Wow, so they're turning a small profit.
Yeah, down from the $525 manufacturing cost at launch, while Sony, of course, just launched and has a $300 loss on every PS3 manufactured. So, Microsoft could, you know, do a price cut today. But of course, they're not going to.
No, not.
Maybe
not,
you know,
until after Christmas.
Yeah. So, and at a $323 to produce, safe to say they'll do a $50 price cut, which that's still is $350 more than I actually have.
Dude, I'm telling
that's
you,
that's a modest estimate of your fucking funds right now.
I got my plan for one. I don't know what you guys.
You got what?
I got my plan on how to get one.
Oh yeah, how are you gonna do that?
I told you before, dude. The registry.
Ah, Jesus.
What registry?
It's gonna work.
Oh, okay.
So, unfortunately, I won't be getting one anytime soon, but...
Unless I die, I will leave my 360 to you.
Thank you.
If I croak.
My other plan is once you finally
get a Wii... I'm a witness
to
that.
I may steal the Xbox without you knowing it.
Yeah, much to my eternal shame, I have not been able to procure a Nintendo Wii.
Well, you haven't exactly made back the $773 you spent on launch day for the PS3 either.
Yeah, but you know what? That's like a sunk cost, man. That's like the price you pay to be a member of the club. Right? The
club that's not
club.
Worth fucking being in.
The 400,000 club. That's right. I own a launch PS3 in North America. What's up now?
Dude, is the Xbox itself wireless? The 360, I mean?
Well, you mean like a...
No power cords or nothing? Just runs off of pure fun juice?
You wish. You know what was stupid?
It'd be sweet.
Is he only had
that
one
joke
controller?
Was stupid. That
right?
Was stupid.
Last fun juice, yeah. Last last Friday to play the game, he needed a new controller, so we went down to a fucking game store, and I buy the wireless controller for $50, right? Get back here, and it needs batteries. I'm like, I thought it was rechargeable. No, that's the additional $15 kit.
Yeah,
so
man.
A rechargeable wireless controller is $65.
Yeah.
That's irking.
It's bitching. Stupid.
Dude, but the thing
not
is...
Not as bitching as fucking the PS3 where you get one USB cable for all your controllers.
Yeah.
All your fucking memory card peripherals. All that shit.
You only need one at a time.
Yeah.
It just pops in and pops out.
Nobody's gonna knock that fucking Xbox 360 out of its spot for a while. It's just got too good of a foothold.
Nintendo Wii ships 600,000 systems in 8 days.
Yeah.
In 8 days, they send them here?
Sold them all.
Sold them all.
Wait a minute, say that. Wait, what happened?
Nintendo shipped and sold 600,000 Nintendo Wiis in 8 days.
Oh, right. Yeah, but that's not a big deal. How many did the Xbox selling come through? At
not,
go day. On
not,
go time.
Not as many as that.
No.
They were sold out everywhere, though. For
yeah,
sure.
But there wasn't that many of them.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is... They still sold out everywhere.
Yeah, they did.
There's a lot more than 600,000 gamers around the country.
And apparently, 3 out of every 4 Wii was sold with Zelda. Unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
Stop doing that shit, dude.
Yeah, seriously, that's weird.
You keep talking at the same time as other humans.
So we got a pretty damn sweet email. You want to read that?
Hold on, I got called up.
Big City got an email. I could read his first.
Sure.
Big City's own email that he got privately from an unnamed person, basically said this. Covered with an altar cloth, on top of it was an army of bottles, bulbous, covered in mold and dust. Among the bottles glittered a plate, obviously of solid gold. By the fireplace, a little red-haired man with a knife in his belt was roasting a piece of meat at the end of a long steel blade. The fat dripped into the flames and the smoke curled up in the chimney. There was a smell of roasting meat, another powerful scent, and the odor of incense, which made the barman wonder, as he had read of Berlioz's death and knew that this had been his flat, whether they were performing some kind of requiem for the dead man. But as soon as it came to him, he abandoned the idea as clearly ridiculous.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's clearly ridiculous.
So that was, and it seemed to be translated from another language, which would kind of explain some of the sentence structure. But
I seriously think I miss a lot of emails that come through.
So do I.
Because of spam. Some tard-ass monkey signed me up for like a loan, and now I get 800 loan emails per day.
Well, that yes. ties in with...
Oh, that was you, fuckhead?
That no, ties in with this. 9 out of 10 emails are now spam. 9 out of 10 fucking emails sent worldwide. It's unbelievable. This company detected 7 billion spam emails worldwide in November compared to 2.5 billion in June.
Does anybody read this shit?
Basically... 200 illegal gangs are behind 80% of unwanted emails, according to Spam House.
200 illegal gangs?
Illegal gangs.
But how many people comprise a gang?
Several thousand.
Right.
Turn that down.
I got it. Alright, you got it.
What the fuck?
So... And that's basically because all the botnets that are over the place that are just sending out the spam and shit.
Listen, so. I also got a fucking private email like Big City did. How come I can't read it?
Read it, dude.
Come on. What the fuck?
No, read it. By all means, let's hear it. All
right. I greet you. The most important thing in life is love and healthy, strong relationships. That's the thing I desire most of all. Nothing in life can change it, neither money or anything else. I'm an ordinary girl with a big and lonely heart. I don't have very high demands to the second half. I want my man to be sensitive, caring, and attentive. I want to give my love and tenderness to the only man. If you are looking for a lady, if you are lonely too, or your heart misses warmth and attention, you can find me here at bestoflove.com/idealove and write a note to me. Best of luck, Caroline.
Hands out right, you little kid.
No, but seriously, that email that you asked me right before,
this is amazing email.
Hello, gents. Thanks for putting on a kick-ass show for people to listen to. I drive all day and need quality programs to listen to, something not produced by Clear Channel. I'm attaching a few pics of some ladies that caught my eye while running down the road. Seat covers, in quotations, and CB lingo. Hope you like them. I'll send a few MP3s, too. You play some good stuff, but less Led Zeppelin and no more Barbie Girl, okay? And... attached are some photos, which are we going to put these up on the site?
I think we have to.
Yeah,
who was the email from?
Required by law.
The email was from tisnom@gmail.com.
Dude, it's actually in our Clearwater contract that anybody pictures that people send
us.
We have
some pictures of some nice juglies.
So basically, this guy is a fucking truck driver, and he whipped out his camera and got a couple nice pictures of just some chicks in traffic, I guess. And
traffic.
When I saw this, I mean, just the view you have over the world made me wish I kind of gave up being a, you know, networking guy and became a truck driver.
Yeah, it made me wish I gave up being a Ecto Radio co-host.
That kind of made me want to become a fluff boy.
Yeah, it made me, like, it's making me reconsider my career path.
Fluff boys only work in gay porn, dude. Chicks don't need fluff boys.
It was just a funny story. Yeah, chicks don't have fluffers?
Dude, what type of funny story you have about fluffers?
What?
Most porn chicks, you probably just stick your arm in there and get it lubed up.
Oh, damn.
Dip your hand in some Crisco and just shove it in there.
I'd imagine that they'd be unlubed. I really would imagine.
It'd have to be Crisco, man.
It'd be like dry as a bone.
Fuck.
Dry town. Totally dry.
Fuck.
Like fucking cereal that's without milk.
Mr. Truck Driver, you take any more pictures of chicks, man, send them our way. That made my fucking day. That was great.
Awesome. That made several days of mine.
That night I was actually over at my parents' house for dinner, and they're like, hey, how's the radio show going? And I was like, hey, guess what? I got an email today from this guy that sent us pictures of chicks' breasts. And my mother just looked at me and didn't say anything. My father looked at me and didn't say anything, but I knew I had his approval.
Sweet.
And it's just like, ended at that. I'm like, so it's going pretty well. I mean, you know you made it when some dude just sends you pictures of chicks' breasts.
Yeah, awesome.
Granted, they weren't naked breasts, but...
No, they weren't naked.
Yeah, but they're still awesome. Thank you. And, do it more often.
We did include those songs into the rotation, and if you've got any songs you'd like to hear played in the background, send them to radio@fbillradio.com.
Has the Barbie song been removed from the
Absolutely
rotation?
Not. We cannot remove Big City's theme song.
That's in our Clearwater contract.
Yes, it is.
Clearwater?
Clear Channel.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's
Clearwater.
This Clearwater? We moved
Clearwater
to Florida
something.
Or something?
Yeah, Clearwater, Florida.
So,
our contract with them.
We did get a couple more songs to include from our friend Metatron, too. Sending email from the address metatron@cia.gov, which gave me a little chuckle. And that reminds me, this episode of FBIL Radio has been brought to you by Metatron Industries. Serving the world's freelance killing needs since 1987. Get in contact with them, metatron@cia.gov.
Awesome.
87, huh?
Yeah.
1987.
That's like 20 years ago, man.
Well, he is...
Dude, was it 20 years ago?
He is 112 years old.
Shit, you know, if that's 20 years ago... Dude, we're fucking getting old.
Yeah, man.
Right, man.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
I gotta
You're almost
get a
35,
job.
Aren't you?
I gotta get like a fucking... I gotta get out some. I gotta move out of my parents' basement.
Shit, seriously. You're at least 35.
Yeah.
Man.
At least. My pubes are starting to go gray. And when that happens, you know you're getting old. I need to find a Russian bride. Forward me that email, man.
From Carola?
From
Dude,
Caroline.
She is a man with a tenderness and a big heart. Dude, fuck you.
I'm sometimes tender when I'm not hopped up on Viagra.
Coke,
Dude,
you mean?
There's this one guy at work that came over one day, and he goes, you know, I got something I wanted to ask you. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's like, my email, I've been getting these letters from this chick.
Oh, shut up.
Send me pictures, and I didn't know if I should, like, respond to her. I'm like, dude, those are fucking fake.
He's like, but she looks good.
He's like, what are you talking about? She sends me emails, like, once a week. I'm like, it's fake, dude. He's like, it can't be fake. She writes them out. I'm like, you don't know if she writes them out. I'm like, I can write you an email right now and put Samantha at the bottom. Tell you how much I want to, you know, do whatever to you.
Now, imagine if you were a guy, though, and that was your job was writing girl emails to other males.
Oh, God, I would kill myself.
Oh, yeah. I would not be cool with that job.
Or doing an online chat thing or something?
Yeah, like
pretending
to be...
Oh, yeah, that'd be even worse. That's like bottom feeder of the fucking online... Like, they tell you you're going to be right.
Would you do it if you're, like, stopping child porn? Like,
no.
Those Dateline
no.
people?
Definitely not.
Dude, I know a
You're
cop.
The guy that shoots him in the face.
I know a cop, and he was like, yeah, were setting
dude.
Up a sting. Hang on. He said he was setting up a sting for this, and he was doing it, and they were all, like, sitting around the station where they had it all set up. Or they had not a station. They had a,
They weren't sitting outside a fucking club in Queens, were they?
No, it wasn't
in Jamaica.
No, right? But dude, they're all like laughing. They're like, type this. No, type this. And they're all like fucking getting a good laugh out. I'm like, man, you guys are sick bastards. You know, like the guy's like, are you alone and stuff? And they're like, oh, tell him we're Nate. You know, we got boobs. Tell him this, tell him that. And it's like, dude, you're supposed to be a 12-year-old girl. You're not supposed to be, like, getting into this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's gross.
They liked it. I think the cops liked it.
I'm sure they did.
They're sick bastards.
Man, I hate the end of the month around here, man, because it turns into a fucking pig roast.
Literally?
Yes. Or you guys haven't been on the road as of late.
I try not to drive.
Yeah. Oh,
dude,
man.
Germany's a tough place to drive. That's how it is.
Got that right.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, you got that right.
Dude, are you play a song, or are we just going to have some tits?
Dude, what is, what is going on? I was weirded that. Out.
Because like, you had the AT&T symbol song. On your fucking...
Baloney Pony!
Oh, it's like a huge intro.
There can only be one Highlander!
Ripped something for you right here.
That's a good tune.
It's a very good tune.
Why do songs have to be all different volumes?
Clear channel.
You know, if we were like... If we got like an intern, we could make them adjust all the files to be the same volume.
Dude!
Maybe we should get an F-Bill intern.
Can we go to a local university and get an intern?
Dude, university kids are too smart for us. High school.
Oh, fuck university kids.
No, I'm serious, guys. We don't pay him. It's an on-the-job experience. We'll get him from, like... What's that broadcasting... You know there's that broadcasting school they advertise around here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know. That it's local in Bonn here.
Right.
You can maybe, like, sub your job out of running the mixer to an intern.
No, we can
and then
just
you
get
can get pissed and yell at him
clips.
Like I get pissed and yell at you.
We could just fucking
like fuck, don't you know how to fade in, you goddamn noob?
We could beat this person with a ruler. Are you aware we could? I mean, we got a regular schedule.
Dude, there are many things that
the only thing you can't do is have sex with them.
I don't want to have sex with them. Especially if it's a dude.
What if it's like a hot chick?
Yeah, in this line of business?
Yeah, it was pretty disbelievable. Fuck you.
What if it's a hot chick? Like, if by hot you mean fat, and if by chick you mean
man.
She happens to have female genitalia on coincidence factor only.
Hermaphrodite level. Yeah.
Oh. Don't ever speak of such terms.
Vulva.
What?
Labia majora.
Vulva. I'm gonna punch you right in the vulva.
You descend it to a new low.
Yeah.
We're doing preteen
racism against women. It's your old friend Mouse Factor.
Yeah, no ma'am.
We gotta make no ma'am t-shirts. We gotta do it.
Yes.
We gotta do it.
I don't know what that means, guys, to be honest with you.
Dude, you seriously don't know what no ma'am is?
I don't know no ma'am.
You never watch Married with Children?
No ma'am.
Did you not like Married with Children?
In my household, that was outlawed.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
It was outlawed in the House of Big City?
The House of Big City, it was outlawed.
Have you seen it, though?
I've seen the show before.
Alright, so you get the... You know how it works, right?
Yeah,
so Al Bundy, the main character...
Mm-hmm.
He had an organization called No Ma'am, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which stood for something.
Yeah,
I forget.
It was something long and funny.
And basically, like, all the dudes that were in the show would get together in the garage and they'd hold these, like, No Ma'am meetings, like, wife bashing meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, they had shirts that said, like,
they had
no
shirts
ma'am.
That said No Ma'am. They used to go out and do, like, events, like, bowling together, like, No Ma'am bowling and stuff.
Nice.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a no-ma'am radio show.
Dude,
like 10 minutes of F-Bill is not gonna be dedicated to bashing women.
Did you see Peggy Bundy's on,
That'll get you divorced real
quick. She's on Lost.
What?
Peggy Bundy's on
Katie
Lost.
Katie Seagal's on Lost.
Where?
She's fucking, what's her face? His husband, or Helen. That woman Helen. Locke's girl Helen.
National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood.
Nice.
Awesome. F-Bill chapter.
The organization's goal is to prevent the ascent of female masterhood.
Prevent the ascent of female
masterhood. Did you Wikipedia that?
Yeah, while no man wishes to prevent the rise of women, their very The very ideals they stand for, beer, bikinis, and eating, often prevent them from doing much else besides drinking, reading Biggin's magazine, and gorging themselves on snack food. The few actual meetings of No Man that are shown typically involve getting drunk, initiating new members, and complaining about their wives. No Man was first featured in the show's 8th season, in an episode entitled No Man. So, they've got the No Man logo here. We'll have to, it's basically the, female sign.
Gotcha. Crest. No Man.
So we'll have to just make some of these shirts up. This would be fucking great.
Prevent the ascent of female masterhood. Awesome.
Dude, National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood.
Speaking of that, dude, I saw Dark Crystal over this holiday break.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't seen that since like I was 8.
Yeah, I played Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I did that too.
Did you really?
Yeah. I went through the water temple.
Authentic reproductions. With some ugly ass chick. $20, dude. Shipping is $5 per shirt. Dude, we got that beat, man. We'll Photoshop that shit up.
The intern will Photoshop it up.
Yeah, we'll make the intern bitch Photoshop.
I'm serious about this, guys.
I know you are, man.
Like, you guys are just saying it as a joke. I'm seriously considering getting an intern.
So you're just going to show up one episode with an intern?
Dude, if you get an intern,
I'm
going
to have to introduce it to everybody.
Introduce it.
Introduce it.
This is Mr. White. Don't talk to him unless he speaks to you. This is Malice Factor. Don't talk to him unless he speaks to you. Now, this is a computer. Just sit in the corner. And
if you want to try and get an intern,
I could say, come over here and look at me. The line to suck my penis begins out the fucking door. Shut the fuck up.
That's so harsh.
Jeez.
That's uncalled for.
What if it's not a gay intern?
There's no reason to be that mean to it.
Why the fuck not?
It's not like a fucking lab animal. You don't have to.
Why?
You don't have to beat it and inject it with drugs.
Why?
Why? Don't you?
Yes, I'm asking you for a reason.
Well, that's due to the fact that it has eardrums, and you don't want those to rupture. And if you fucking mutilate it beyond recognition, we will not be able to harvest its organs for later use.
I think every single one of our friends would buy an No-Man shirt.
Me too.
That was a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, No Man.
No Man.
Hey, turn your volume up, man, on the music.
Right.
Would you please? So that way we talk a little louder.
This is a fucking good song right here.
Dude, it's bringing me down.
You have to break my eardrums, though.
And if you don't think so, you can fuck off.
Dude, what if the intern said, I'm not a good song?
I'd fight the intern.
We can fight it. I mean, listen, as long as we don't bruise it, we can hurt the intern.
As long as we don't leave any marks.
Right. There's no evidence.
Then they'll be going to battered intern meetings.
Dude, what if I went up to the intern and I said, you know what you are? You are another life form.
What?
Yeah, there's more to that, man.
Alright.
You know, like
what was the rest?
Like, if I said, that's right, you are another life form, down on your knees and crawl. Crawl on your belly
like the maggot that you are,
like another life form,
and I will hang you and shove a pitchfork up your ass
to the mixer.
We can make it play Final Fantasy straight through the game until it beats it, and then this way we can point and laugh at the lousy ending cinematics.
Yes.
Of every game. Be like, I never beat Super Mario Brothers 3. Play it now.
Do it, intern. You have no
call
choice.
Call me right before you beat it. If you don't call me in time, you gotta play it again.
All the way through.
All the way through.
Yeah, this is a good idea. Make it happen, Big City.
I'll look into it. See what it seriously takes to get an intern in here.
I mean, technically, we kind of pull it off because we do have... I guess we've mentioned it before, but we do have the business. So it's like we could kind of put on like a faux...
We're a non-profit organization.
We're
Not by choice, I might add.
We're a sinking fund profit organization.
We're technically a non-profit non-organization.
We are
kind of like Nomad.
This is an organization that loses money instead of makes money always.
We're not unlike Sony in that aspect.
Yeah, that's nice. Dude, so the nunchuck on the Wii.
Yeah.
If I had that, I'd whip the intern with it.
Okay, well, I'm seeing a side of you that I don't want to see. Okay?
What the? It's a nunchuck. What are you?
It's abuse of the Wii controller.
Yeah, oh. Seriously, stop that.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Keep it. Save it for the sequel.
Dude, it's uncalled for. Jesus.
What time is it? I wonder.
Oh. Ho ho. I have to confess, I'm tapped out, man.
Yeah, you're done?
I'm done.
For real done?
I'm for real done.
If we
I'm
do it for five more minutes on the show thing on Friday night, it'll
redo itself.
Three times, though?
It's an hour and a half block. It'll do it twice.
45
is... 2:15.
Yeah. Oh, it isn't 2:15?
Yeah. 45 is an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
It's 19.
So we should stop 5 minutes ago.
There's 3 minutes and 52 seconds left on this song. We can just let it play out, cut it, and that'll be it.
Yeah, peace.
Should we discuss this on air?
Because we're that unprofessional. If we had an intern to arrange this shit for us, then
yeah,
we wouldn't
have
to worry
about
it.
Yeah, if we had an intern to do show notes.
Dude, we can make it edited. That fucking interview kid, too.
Huh? Okay, everyone wants to be an intern. Fucking email the show. Radio@radio.com.
We will cut you only twice with weapons. And they will be non-lethal.
You're killed by non-lethal weapons.
Send an application. I think we should put an application on.
Yeah, seriously. Intern app.
It's non-paying because we're non-making money.
Right. Not by
you know, we're just going to get one email from Seth of Monrovia.
I think he hates us, man.
Seth, no, he IM'd me like a couple days ago, I think.
Dude, do you have fucking Instant Messenger open?
I didn't, yeah, I had it open. I made the mistake of being logged on. And in 2 minutes, I got like four. And I was just like, I didn't want to talk to him because I was just like so in the focus of like getting the server project done. I just like, I can't. Like, Lord Drakenblut IM'd me. What's up to him? And, I just fucking so focused on trying to get my shit done that I just couldn't talk
just
to anybody.
Oh, dude, some dude from Vegas. His name's Rain. He said he's a fan on the MySpace thing.
Hey, what's up, Rain?
Hey, he's dude. Also a weird-ass creepy dude.
Weird-ass creepy dude, Rain.
Who's handling the MySpace thing? Is that Big City?
Well, you know the password, too.
Yeah, sort of. It's not... I never got the rest of it. Never got the rest of the hash marks.
Please.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah.
Check out the website, fullradio.com. There's really no point, but check it out.
Dude, we have one, so you might as well go to it. Surf on and surf off.
If you're a truck driver... Email us, because truck drivers are cool.
Especially ones that wear
ones
hats.
With camera phones and stuff.
Especially ones with telephoto lenses on their cameras with tripods set up on the dash.
Radio@fbillradio.com. I don't think we have a voicemail anymore. I forgot about that.
Sweet. The number's been lost.
I don't even... It's there. I think. Someone's got to check it out at some point.
I know I left you a voicemail on there.
But what?
It was like a year ago, though.
I asked how, dude, like, you know, you can eat dinner over the house again?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous like that.
Mr. Mayo Shikidao? That was my favorite moment in the radio history.
What?
I don't think anybody can hear you.
Yeah, I know. You guys fucked up setting up my mic.
CDPHackRadio.org. HackerMedia.org.
www.hotfreesex.com.
HotfreeSex.com.
FBill Radio, HotfreeSex.
BigCitiesAnus.com.
MrWhitesVulva.com. .orgy.
Later, everybody. Fade it out, bitch.
Internet.
No, the other one. God damn it, you're the fucking intern still. The vocals, not the music. The vocal down.